From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, The Fruit of the Spirit. This fruit is set down in the Bible in three groups of three in Galatians chapter 5, dealing with our relationship to God, to men, and to our circumstances. It is our relationship to God that produces love, joy, and peace. In our relationship with men, the Spirit brings forth gentleness, goodness, and long-suffering. The last set deals with our relationship to our circumstances, or to life itself, perhaps the most problematic area for any believer. It is here that the Spirit produces what we need most, faith, meekness, and temperance. Dr. Cairns will conclude the message in a few minutes. First, he takes a couple of minutes to call attention to his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life. Today he answers the all-important question, What must I do to be saved?
Some people have to face some extreme circumstances before they ever come to their senses. I had a very dear friend who is now with the Lord. He lived to be over 100 years old. As often as I could, I would visit him. I loved to talk to him, hear his experiences, and hear his testimony to the grace of God in his life. My friend had been a soldier in the First World War. He had served and fought in some of the bloodiest battlefields in history. He had witnessed things that leave a searing impression upon the mind. He used to say, War hardens you. War does terrible things to you. And he described the effects of what he had seen. Throughout all those years of war, and when he came back to Ireland, of civil unrest and almost civil war, where his life was in danger every day that he lived, he was unsaved, uncaring, unmoved, and though he knew the gospel, yet disinterested. However, he got married, and the Lord blessed his wife and him with a beautiful baby. A few years went by, and he was still careless, making enough money for the family and living for himself, and careless about the things of God, believing the gospel to be true, but having no time for it in his own life. Then his little boy had an accident and was badly, badly burned. They rushed him to the local hospital, and there the doctors fought to save his life. My friend, the man who had come through war, who had faced death, without shedding a tear, without once showing emotion or fear, now trembled like a leaf in a gale. And the tears coursed down his cheeks, and he realized that when he most needed to be able to cry to God, he couldn't cry, and he couldn't pray. And as he stood there watching his little infant die, his heart was finally smitten as to what a hard-hearted sinner he was. And in the presence of the death of his little one, Hugh James bowed the knee and accepted Christ. He became a man of God, a mighty man of God. But how much it took to get him to come to his senses. It was a similar case with the Philippian jailer. He had obviously heard something of the gospel from Paul's message in Philippi. But he cast Paul into the inner prison. He kept him bound in the stocks there. He was ready to make sure he couldn't get away. And he was ready to live life without any reference to the things of God. Then there came an earthquake, The prison was thrown open by the force of that violent earthquake. And that man, charged with so many prisoners, was about to commit suicide when Paul intervened to say, "Do yourself no harm, we're all here." Trembling, the man asked, "What must I do to be saved?" He had come to his senses. The prodigal son had to be reduced to penury and poverty and hunger and shame before at last he came to his senses. Let me ask you, have you ever come to your senses to recognize your need of Christ? Have you ever come to your senses to recognize that you ought to get to the feet of Jesus and in repentance and faith receive Him as personal Savior and Lord? What will it take to get you to come to your senses? What must I do to be saved? The answer is always the same. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just believe about Him. Believe on Him. Commit yourself to Him in trust, in penitent faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Are you saved? Have you the joyous assurance of faith in Christ? Or are you still going on blithely and blindly, ignoring what you know to be true, failing to come to Jesus Christ? What will it take to bring you to your senses?
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's LTBS@FREEPRES.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Recognize that Jesus Christ died, shed his blood, satisfied God, reconciled every poor soul who calls on him for salvation. Then I can have the peace of assurance, and the rest of Romans 5 is all about assurance. How to be sure. All the peace that the Spirit gives, rest from wondering about your soul. Then rest from worrying about your situation. Philippians chapter 4. Be careful. Be anxious for nothing. Could I put that in very colloquial terms? Be care-ridden
about nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything. I just let stop there. In everything. But Lord, I'm sick. Everything. But Lord, the money's running low. Everything. Lord, even my best friends have turned against me. In everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Thanking God. How can you thank God when the bottom has fallen out of your world? How can you thank God when death has come into the family? How can you thank God when your body is smitten with disease? How can you thank God when there's hardly enough money to pay the bills and make the ends meet? Oh, it's easy for a preacher to say everything. It's easy for people who are riding in the crest of the wave to tell you, thank God in everything. But my friend, there comes to us a time when all around us seems to be black. There comes to us a time when every circumstance cries out against the promise of God. And it's in that time when most of all we need to be able to thank God. Because I tell you, it doesn't matter what's happening in the world. God is still in His throne. Christ is still in His right hand. The blood is still in the mercy seat. The Holy Spirit is still in His people. Salvation is still our possession. Heaven is still our home. Nothing basically has changed. And everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And I think I could put in the word then. That's the meaning. Then the peace of God shall keep or stand guard like a sentinel over your hearts and minds, over your will and over your thoughts. Can you think of what Paul's saying there? God's peace, God's rest will stand guard over your will, your heart, your affections, your desires, your yearnings, and God's peace and God's rest will stand guard over your thoughts. No worrying then about the situation. When you stop to think of the situations that you get into, are you in Christ? Christ your Savior? Tell me. And I'm not telling you anything that I don't tell myself. Time after time in my study, I've got on my knees before God with this very line of thought and with these very words. Lord, here is my situation, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I would naturally get fretful about it. It grieves my heart. Is there anything in this situation that causes a furrow on the brow of Jesus Christ in heaven? Is there anything in this situation that has caused chaos and glory that God starts to bite His fingernails wondering, what am I going to do? Or has He it all under control? Is this just one of the all things that He is working together for my good and His glory? For if the Lord's in control, He's not worried. And I'm in Him. And why should I be worried? There's peace. Do you know when love and joy and peace govern your relationship and your fellowship with God? Believer, let me tell you, the fruit of the Spirit is producing a great harvest. I haven't time to deal in detail. In fact, my time is gone. It deals with your relationship with men. You should have long suffering. That's patience. You do suffer from men, you know. You suffer from Christians. But suffer. Suffer long. A lot of Christians have a very short fuse.
sometimes, if I could change the metaphor, they're like Mounts and Helens. They're always rumblings. And you're running spiritual seismographs to find out how close they are to eruption. Always ready to defend self. My rights, my good name, my this, my that, my the other thing. In God's name, let us learn this. The fruit of the Spirit is suffer anything for Jesus' sake. If it's for His glory, then suffer. And if it needs your name to be vindicated, let God vindicate it. Dr. Paisley always used to say, when the name of Jesus Christ is attacked, I will fight any apostate. But when they name me and curse me, I will not stand for my defense. God will have to vindicate. There's patience, there's suffering there. Then there's gentleness. The word means kindness. You find it translated that way in Ephesians 2 and 7. It means kindness. That's service. It's one thing to suffer from the hands of others. It's another thing to be kind in return. It's very hard to do that. Now, I have to be honest. It's no more easy for me than it is for anybody else. The blood of the Scotch and the Irish are both mixed in me. My father, I think, is from Irish extraction. My mother from Scottish extraction. When you mix those two, boy, you've got a whirlwind ready, I tell you. So it's not any easier for me. But nonetheless, this is the peace or the fruit of the Spirit. Kindness. There's your service. But it goes deeper than that. There's goodness. It speaks of the moral quality underlying what you do. This is real saintliness. It's the fruit of the Spirit. It works in your relationship to your own circumstances in life. There's faithfulness. That's fidelity. Meekness. That's humility. I tell you, my friend, when we tread the path that Job trod, fear triumph. I'm not going to be boastful and hurl darts at one of the greatest men who has ever lived, like a flea trying to bark at the stars. But whatever your circumstances, listen, faithfulness and humility. If Job went wrong, it was when his humility began to wear thin. And he didn't accept the sovereignty of God. And he began to demand that God would be answerable to man. Humility. Self-control, that's mastery. Isn't it interesting that self-control, that's the meaning of the word temperance, is a fruit not of self, but of the Spirit. Control of self, or control of the ego, control of the natural impulse, is the fruit of the Spirit of God. Those are the elements of the fruit of the Spirit. The excellence of it, there's no law against it. That means simply the law is for it. If you want to keep the law of God, the fruit of the Spirit, and then the effects of it. With this we're through. I want you to take these words home with you. Verse 24 and 25. They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live, I think the word is better, by the Spirit, let us also walk. Let me give you the exact meaning. If we live by the Spirit, if He is our life giver, then let us also take step by step by the Spirit. Walk orderly. Keep in line. That's the meaning of the word. By the Spirit. Here's the effect of the fruit of the Spirit. I trust this morning that the Lord has shown you a little
for we have only again been able to touch the subject. A little of what the fruit of the Spirit is. A little of the nature of Christian holiness. And I trust that God's Holy Spirit, abiding within every believer, will indeed prove to you that He can produce such a harvest. Do nothing to grieve the Spirit. Do not neglect the Spirit. Do not sin against the Spirit. Sow to the Spirit. Spend your time in the things that are going to be working as you walk step by step by the Spirit. Do not grieve the Holy Ghost. And in that way, that fruit that He has begun to produce will develop unhindered into a harvest of holiness unto the Lord.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.